All right. We are excited today here on the Dory on Purpose show. And boy, do we have a show for you today. Listen, all I'm going to say is buckle up, because what we've gone through to get this show recorded, if that is in any way a sign of the lives that are going to be impacted, y'all need to buckle up tonight, because tonight I have someone in the studio with me who is a life changer. She's been changing lives for over three decades. I have tonight Miss Pamela Boutte, also known as the Savvy Educator. Miss Boutte, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am doing super fantabulous, Dory. I am so excited to be on the show, and the devil is a lie. Okay, so we're going to get this done. Someone needs to hear what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. I agree with you. The devil is trying to have his way, but guess what? We'll mess around like that. We're going to jump right into this conversation, because we got a lot to talk about tonight. And I am going to bring her banner to the stage, because we want you to get a chance to just glean in her field a little bit, because, baby, we're going to learn some things tonight. Miss Pamela Boutte is a seasoned educator, entrepreneur, and world traveler. Originally from Long Island, New York, and of Trinidadian descent, Pamela has spent 33 years inspiring students as a Spanish teacher, even taking them on unforgettable trips abroad. Beyond the classroom, she's always had a passion for entrepreneurship, diving into home-based business industry in her 20s, stepping away to raise her three children, and making a strong return in the last 6 years. With retirement on the horizon, Pamela is gearing up to fully embrace her next chapter: real estate, interior design, travel, and living life to the fullest. A few places that she's traveled is Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, Monaco, England, Ireland, Mexico, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Canada, just to name a few. As a woman of a certain age, she's proven that new adventures are just beginning. So without further ado, introducing Miss Pamela Boutte, also known as the Savvy Educator, and I'm starting right there. There is no way that you're going to convince me that you have been teaching for 33 years. When did you start? When you were 12? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, about 12. Yeah, I was
33 years.
I know. I can't believe it either. Like, how could that be 33
how
years?
How commendable is that? You know, in a profession where people complain and people don't make it, especially, you know, over a 33-year span, teaching has become maybe 12 different professions. Like 33 years ago, teaching was nothing like it is today. The students have changed. The world has changed. The curriculums have changed. And every time we have a new presidential administration, they want to bring in this new educational whatever, Google, Gaba. Yeah. Everything's changing. And you've sustained and done that for 33 years. Tell me how you have managed that.
You have to change with change, right? You can't stay stuck. You have to change with change. Where people get stuck is they get comfortable and stuck in that one place, and then they don't grow. So you have to be able to be mobile and go with the flow. One thing that really helps is to be passionate about what you're teaching. So I was introduced to Spanish as a junior high school student. We called it junior high back in the day. I don't know if you can relate to junior high. Now it's middle school.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. I'm a woman of a certain age too.
And I was naturally attracted to it, and I naturally did well in it. So, you know, when you're good at something naturally, you tend to want to pursue it a little bit more. And it started in junior high school, and I took it all the way through college. I decided I was going to be a physical therapy, but science and math were not, you know, they were not my friend. Okay. So I said, let me go to my friend, which was Spanish. So I said, let me combine my love for Spanish with education. And here we are.
Yeah. I always thought that I should have been a teacher. I think I missed the boat on that, but obviously God had other plans. But I for a short time I substituted and I could really come and give you a hug right now because that was probably one of the hardest things I have ever done. So let's talk, because we've had conversations offline, and I know that the school that you're teaching in now has a huge Latina population. And you were telling me something I thought was so interesting, that a lot of students come to you now as a Spanish teacher with Spanish as a first language.
Yes.
And you were used to teaching students who were using Spanish as a second language. Tell my audience how you told me they would come to class to get an easy A and how that's affected. I thought that was so funny.
They think they're so slick, you know, they think they could outslick you. So we have like an entrance exam because of the influx of Latino students coming into the school, just to make sure they're placed properly. Because we do have classes for native speakers. Right. So what I learned was that, hey, if you are, I always test them and have a conversation with them and say, listen, I don't even let them know I'm really testing them. Right. But I do my little thing, have a little conversation, and I trap them. I say, okay, you speak Spanish. I look at their background. Oh, Spanish is the first language they speak at home. All right, you need to go somewhere else. Because I love Spanish, but I love teaching Spanish to people that don't know it already. That's where my passion lies, right? Absolutely. Nothing wrong with people that already speak Spanish, but I want to develop that love and that passion for learning another language with my students.
And that's amazing. Well, you know, this month we're focusing on the female entrepreneur. And the reason why I invited you, because your story is so different than most right now. So most women who I've interviewed this month are full-time entrepreneurs. That's what they do all day, every day. But for you, Pamela, what you've managed to do is maintain a very reputable career in teaching. 33 years is nothing to shake a stick at, and built a very successful business part-time. How have you managed that? And I know that you're a mom, and I know that you're a grandmom, and I know that you have other family obligations. Talk to me about that part-time entrepreneur and how you were able to do that and make it successful, because every company that I've known you to be in, you've taken on a leadership position. So how do you do it all?
First, it helps that I love what I do. I love the people-to-people space. I'm a people person. That's why I'm in teaching. I love students. I love interacting and building relationships. But the time management can, especially in the beginning, it is challenging. And sometimes even now, I feel a little challenged. But you have to be intentional about your time. So when I'm at school, I devote myself 100% to my students and developing, you know, lessons that are fun and exciting. But also when I come home, I have to be intentional. So it's easy to sit in front of the TV and watch Netflix for 3-4 hours. You know, we all probably have done that on a weekend. But I dedicate a certain amount of time every day that this is for my business, because I have a big why that I need to fulfill. And if I'm not intentional, those dreams and my why will go, you know, to the waste. So I say, okay, well, for these 2 hours, I'm going to do some intentional work that I know is going to yield a big reward. So I'm into making sure that I'm following up with the people and I'm connecting with people. That's the biggest thing that I do. And then my weekends, you know, I still have my Saturdays and Sundays, but it's good to have some balance. You know, you need to look, I think you need to have a little balance.
You make it sound so easy. And you know what's so crazy? I know that's for real what you do, because I watch you do it. I happen to be in a business with you right now. And I know that we cannot talk to you during your school hours, because that's what you're focusing on. Yeah. I know that those hours that we work in the evening, you are not only present, but you're a leader. You're leading the calls. You're doing some of the big time stuff. You're recognized by leaders. And then we don't see you on the weekend. Pamela's like, I see ya. I will see y'all on Monday. Thank you very kindly. That is amazing. You know, you make me think of a story. I used to do recruiting for a pharmaceutical company, and I would recruit college students. And there was this young gentleman who told me a story. He says, I do what I'm doing. He had a 4.0. He was president of all these clubs. And you kind of reminded me that when you said you have to be intentional about your time, he said, I don't believe in multitasking. Now, from the ultimate multitasker who wonders why nothing gets completed, I now understand having it. This is why we couldn't get to the screen, because this is going to change somebody's life.
Yeah. It's hard to do multiple things really great, I've learned. So I'm not the best multitasker because I like to focus on whatever I'm doing at that time, and I give it my 100% attention. So when I'm not at school, I used to, back in the day, I'd bring my book bag home, you know, grading papers. No. Not anymore. That book bag stays at school where it needs to be. Because at home, it's my time now, right? And I get to decide how I want to spend that time. And I want to spend that time growing my business so I can leave a legacy for my children. And so I can enjoy, you know, I'm not that far away from retirement, you know, just a couple more years. So I want to be able to set myself up so that I can enjoy this, you know, last part.
That's amazing. Well, you brought up something that I want to kind of transition into, and that is your family. In your bio, it says you stepped away to raise your three children. And I always ask people, I say, you know, send me something. Send me some pictures. If a picture was worth 1,000 words, because I can always kind of figure out what makes a person tick by the pictures that they send me. I can tell what is the most important thing in their life by the pictures that they send me. And the first picture you sent me was of these two beautiful individuals. Tell me a little bit about these two people and the impact that they had in your life.
Oh my gosh. So my father came over to this country as an immigrant. He's originally from Trinidad, right? And soon after coming here, within like 3 or 4 years, he met my mom. They worked at the Macy's at Herald Square in Manhattan. That's where they met, through mutual friends. And they've been married for 59 years. It'll be 60 years this October.
What a blessing.
60 years. And they have done I couldn't ask for a better set of parents. They're very loving. They're so supportive. I wouldn't be where I am right now if it weren't for them. So yes,
that's amazing. And they're good looking too. Look at that. They are amazing. 60 years. Most of us can't make it through 60 minutes. I'm just talking about myself here. Tell me who these beautiful people are.
Oh, and that is in the middle on the bottom, right to my left. That's my sister, Allison. She's my baby sister. And then to her left is my brother. And then behind her is her husband. And that was,
at least you told me, was on a family trip back to New York, right?
Yeah, this past September, we went to New York, the family, and we just had a big gathering, all of us together. We had an amazing time.
I'm going to show another picture that I love from that gathering, because I know your family means everything to you. This family, this picture right here just screams love. I can understand why you want to build this legacy, because I can tell these people in this picture like each other. Not just love, they like each other.
Yes, we do. And we get along. And every time we can get together, we really enjoy ourselves. So that was an amazing trip right there.
Now, I'm gonna blow your mind here. I want to show, this is these are your children. Now, which two of these beautiful ladies are your daughters?
On the one on the right, that's Jordan. She's my baby. She's about to turn 22 this Saturday. And Jada on the left, she is my oldest daughter. She's 23. She's the one who has my grandbaby, okay? And then my niece is in the middle. She just graduated from the Jack and Jill program. So I'm really proud. She's a senior this year in high school.
Jack and Jill is a program that's the force to be reckoned with. Now, I need everybody to buckle up, because before you buckle up, I want to show a picture of your amazing son and your nephew.
He's a world traveler too. He's been to Africa and Thailand, and I think he has, and in Brazil. I mean, he's a world traveler as well. I think he gets that from me. And then my nephew over there, my brother's son, he's getting ready. He's a junior, so he'll be going into his last year of high school.
Now everybody say, be still my heart, because tell me who this little nugget is here. I'm going to show a different picture. This is the one.
I was at her year old birthday. She just turned a year, and of course she had to get cake in her face. That's my baby Janae. She is 19 months old now. But yeah, wow. She's my heart. She is my heart. I love her. Love her, love her, love her.
I'm sure that she's a big part of your why.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, all my children are, but when you see the generations start to grow, I want to live as long as I can, but after I'm gone, I want my legacy to be left for her to see what her, you know, she calls me Gigi because I'm too young to be young to be called grandmother. Okay. So I'm Gigi, and I want her to remember what Gigi has done. And so she
it's so follow. Funny. My sister and I tried to get our grandchildren to call us all these fancy names, and they just kept saying my mom. I'm like, look, this is not the way we planned it. I want to be, you know, something real cute here. My mother was Annie. She had her oldest name. I'm my mom. It's just plain old school with me.
That's why my mother is mama. They call her mama. Okay.
I love this picture of you, Pamela, because it just shows the intensity of, first of all, every time, this is your spot, because I know when I see that piano, Pamela's about to go to work. And I know one of your passions is to become an interior designer. And did you design your home? Did you do all of that? Because it's so beautiful behind you.
I love, listen, I could decorate someone's home and you don't even have to pay me. That's how you know when you really love someone. I mean, someone, well, maybe that too. But that's how you know you really love something, when you can do it and you're not even worried about the pay. I just love to do it day in and day out so much. So I'm looking forward to doing that as I move on. And I free myself from the 9 to 5. Yeah, I grew up playing piano.
You got this classy thing about you. You know, the way you speak, the way you move. I remember when I first met you, which wasn't too long ago. I said, hey, Pam. And you're like, I prefer Pamela. I'm like, oh, shucks now. Oh, we got a real one up here. You know, because you know what I know? You have to teach people how you like to be treated. And one thing I noticed about you, you carry yourself in such a way. You know, let me put it this way. I told my daughter the other day, I said, if you go to someone's home and their home is not clean, you don't feel so bad about putting your feet up on their couch. But if you come in my house and my house is pristine, then you're going to treat my house the way I treat my house. And I feel the same way about people. People treat you the way you treat yourself. And I always got that feeling from you, like you respect who you are as a woman, what you bring to the table, you know, what you represent, and it exudes from you. That's why I wanted to have you on the show, because it just pours out of your skin. But I don't want to spend too much time there, because I want to talk about you, what you do in the business field, because we only got about 7 minutes left. Now, I know that we met in the network marketing space. Now, we really didn't meet there. We kind of kept crossing each other's paths like this. We were always in the same companies, but I don't know why our paths never really crossed. But it wasn't until recently. Tell us about what you do, how you came through network marketing. I know you may still be affiliated in some ways. And tell us what you're doing now, because I think it's phenomenal.
Okay, I had my humble beginnings with Mary Kay. Probably a lot of young ladies got started or introduced. They didn't realize, because I don't think I realized that it was MLM. I didn't know it was called network marketing. All I knew is that I loved makeup and fashion and, you know, everything beauty. So when someone approached me and say, hey, you could do makeovers, I was like, that's right up my alley. I do that. I love that. And so I got started with that. And I did that for a little while. And I went into another company, New Skin. That was another skincare product company. And I did that for a little while. So I always had that passion to do something outside of teaching. I knew I had that entrepreneurship spirit. And then kids came. I got married and then kids came. And, you know, your focus is on your children as they're growing up. And then I was approached again, because I love to travel, as you were saying before earlier, and I was approached by a travel company. So I did a few years with that company, had an amazing time, learned a lot. And then I went back to health and wellness, because health and wellness, listen, as we get older, our health is our wealth, right?
That's right.
And, you know, I've always struggled with weight up and down like a yo-yo. And I realize as I'm getting older that you really have to start taking care of yourself, your body. So I went into that and I learned so much. I had a wonderful leader at the time, Mr. Tony Fleming. And
we all know so Mr. Fleming.
He's amazing. He's amazing. And that's when I started learning a lot about personal development. And yes. You can't grow with that person without that personal development. And so I started reading books and books, and then eventually, you know, I came into this new space that I'm in, which is peer-to-peer funding. It's a cooperative. It's not network marketing, although there's some principles connected to it that you know, they're alike in a lot of ways, but it's something different because we are moving and growing into a digital world. Even if you don't like it, you may not want it, but that's where we're headed. And I believe in staying ahead, like a few steps ahead. So as we're changing, I'm changing also. So I'm doing everything digital, and this space is going to be humongous. It's growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, even the president, okay, I don't want to get into anything political, but he is even promoting digital, you know, funding. I like to call it, I don't know how deep you want me to get into it, but you've heard of PayPal and Cash App and all these peer-to-peer funding. Well, this is something new that is in the peer-to-peer funding, but it's on blockchain.
I have a logo here.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us what that is.
That stands for MOSCA. And MOSCA stands for Mobius Savings and Credit Association, right? So we are cooperative. So now when you're in this space, digital space with funding, and you're exchanging money back and forth, you know, when you're with PayPal, they gave you a little carrot and say, here's $20 for joining, right? And you're in this ecosystem. However, now, whenever there's money changing back and forth, you earn a percentage of what's part of your organization, your network. And I love that. I said, if I'm going to use a PayPal and a Cash App, but I'm not getting any money, why not use MOSCA? And I'm exchanging money. It's on the blockchain, so it's immutable. Why not get a piece of that pie?
You know what I thought when I saw it, Pamela? You know how people out here in the influencer world, and mm-hmm. they are affiliates for Amazon, they're affiliates for this company, they are affiliates for this company. It almost feels like, and this, I'm not saying that it is, but if I am going to bank, why not get paid? If I'm going to transfer money, why not get paid? And you said something so important. You know, 6 weeks ago before I met you on this mm-hmm. platform, because for those of you who don't know, this is where I met Pam. The secret is out. I met Pam on this digital platform where we're discussing the blockchain, digital wallets, digital technology, and how it's taken over every industry. And whether I was saying earlier on a live, we either move by inspiration or we move by desperation. Yeah. Right now we're inspired because we know that we are ahead of the curve. At some point, everyone will come, Pamela. Would you agree?
I would.
Why not come when the money is good?
And you know what's coming? You know how you know it's coming? Because I'm around young people all the time, including my kids. They don't have debit. I mean, they have a debit card. They don't use them. Everything is on their phone. Everything is on their phone. They don't carry a card. Everything's right here. They just go like this and they scan it and there you go.
I promise you, I drove my daughters crazy because I didn't know how to use. I'm 61 years old this year. So I'm just go ahead and put it out there. I didn't know how to use my Apple Wallet. I knew how to pull my debit card out because that's what we do. We old ladies, I am. I'm not going to call you. But I pulled my debit card out of my wallet. But I was in the store the other day, and I forgot, and my daughters weren't there. And there was a young girl behind the counter, and she literally took my phone and was like, blip, 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 ding, ding. And my money was out my wallet. I'm like, what are you doing? She said, it's not
that easy. Right. So with MOSCA, you're going to be able to do the same thing. But now, every time money moves, you're getting a piece of that. You're getting
every single time
money moves, and not just with you, anywhere in the ecosystem that's in your network, you're going to get paid.
Now,
anyone you share this opportunity with, it's amazing.
It is such a different way to look at money that most people are sometimes afraid.
Too.
But you were also afraid of the microwave. You were also afraid of the ATM machine. Pimba, yep. Do you remember when the ATM machines first came out and we were like, ain't no way I'm putting my money in the future. I want to go in the bank.
Thank
you. And nowadays, I can't remember. I bank with a federal credit union. I've never been inside my bank not one time. And I've been with them for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
So
how do you pay for your bills now? Do you write a check for your bills?
Heck no. I pay everything online. Yes. And if I'm not paying online, every company has these payment. You can just put your bing, bing, bing. Everything is in seconds.
That's money moving back and forth too.
I was about to say, guess what? There's a transaction fee. If I pay my gas bill through their payment system, there is a transaction fee, and somebody makes money every time my money moves.
Exactly.
So why not me?
Why not be in that space right there where you're
girl, now? We're about to be rich. I'm about to travel with you, Pamela. Yes,
we're
going to
plan our first trip together.
Here's the difference. And all everybody tell you, I'm a little bit, I'm old. I like to get up very early. I go to bed very early. Sometimes my feet hurt. So I might get on your nerves a little bit. You're going to have to be patient with me. Would you promise me to be patient?
I'm going to be very patient. I'm a teacher. You know, that's just part of what I do. So you're going to be fine.
You got me. I cannot believe that we have gone through 30 minutes. We're actually at the 31-minute mark. And because
I'm going to need a part two of the story.
What'd you say? Part two?
I'm going to need a part two.
We got a lot to talk about. What I can tell you guys is that you will be seeing a lot of Miss Pamela Boutte and myself together because we are linked together on this Mosca platform. We both understand exactly why we're here. She's a teacher for 33 years. I've been in business for 25 years. I have a corporate background. We both have done very well in the network marketing space. Without sounding like I'm bragging, we're pretty smart. Like, we don't make crazy business moves.
We do okay, right? We do okay.
We do okay. So, when you see the right people moving in the right direction, you should be saying hint, hint, clue, clue. Sure. So, open those eyes and move while the money. See, here's the deal, Pam. Here's what people don't want to think about.
Yeah.
There are so many rooms that we have not been invited into, where people secretly met and made millions and sometimes billions.
Tens of dollars, yep.
And here is your opportunity. But let me back up. It was not the skeptic, because when we think about the big startups, there's always been one person who walked away, and we hear about them. They're not written in history, but every once in a while you say, have you heard of Joe Blow? Say, no, that's because he left the room too soon. Or he was too afraid to come in. That's one thing that I know about Pamela Boutte.
You know, Pamela Boutte is scared. Money doesn't make scared. Money doesn't make money too. You know, you can't be blessed if your hands are kept like this either. You got to open
say,
up.
Say that again. Can you say that in Spanish for me? Scared money doesn't make money.
Si no puedes tener miedo. Si tienes miedo del dinero.
She said it. I didn't. Scared money don't make money. That is.
I didn't mess that up a little bit, but they get the point, okay?
They get the point. Let me tell you something, guys. If you are watching this video broadcast because you were invited by Miss Pamela Boutte, you should be running to her inbox. You should be running to her inbox to ask her, how can you learn more about this digital platform that she's talking about? Because guess what? You're already using PayPal. You're already using Venmo. You're already using Cash App. Not once a day, not once a month. Every single day. How about my business owners? All you network marketers who have these payment gateways, you have these websites set up where you're accepting payments. You have PayPal as your payment gateway. You have Cash App. Why don't you consider setting yourself up so you could possibly have a payment gateway where you can be the consumer, the prosumer, you could get the lender and the borrower?
It's amazing. Yes. This is for the average person. You know, the average person could win here. That's what I love about this. you know? And so I'm here to spread it, spread the word, and yes, do what she said. Talk
now,
to me.
Here's, I want to tell you real quick before we get out of here, how you can get in touch with Pamela Boutte, because you can find her, and let me know if I have this spelled on Facebook. She's Pamela Boutte. She's not hard to find, and you're not going to find too many of her out there. She's the one and only. So it's not like Thomas Smith or anything like that. It's Pamela, and don't you make the mistake I made of calling her Pam, because she is Pamela, baby. Don't get it twisted. And I love her because she's an early morning person. Before she was going back to school, we would talk early in the morning, and because I'm silly, I would make her laugh, and we would just have a good old time. Now, if you're hanging out on IG, and let me see if I said that, Libra, say that for me.
Libre en corazón.
What does that mean?
Free at heart.
Free at heart. I love it. Anybody who travels like you do has to be free at heart. I'm telling you, it has not even been 6 months that we've met, but there was a connection. There was a divine connection, and it was so natural. I said, when I decided to interview the female entrepreneur, and I know women from all over the place. I've been around female entrepreneurs all my career. They've been all over me, all around me. And I just knew that I had to have you on the platform because I love what you represent. Sometimes, and I'm going to close with this and I'm going to give you the last word. Like, I'm not always the ladiest lady. I'm a girl from the hood, Pamela, who's destined to do good. You know, I can be a little hood rat sometimes. You know, I can get a little crazy and everything. But you always so poised, and I'm like, sometimes I be trying so hard.
You look beautiful, Dory.
I'm not even trying to look. I'm like, well, I just be trying to be so poised. She always comes correct. So Pamela, thank you for counting it not robbery to come, not just to come one time, but you guys have to know that we pre-record these shows, and we have had everything that you can think to come and stop this show from happening. Somebody is going to get blessed because of this message that she brought today, even if it's just joining Mosca, because your life is going to change financially, because the pushback has been crazy. So again, on Instagram, she's at, say that one more time.
Libre en corazón.
Libre en corazón. Y'all heard it from the Spanish teacher herself, because I wasn't going to even try to say it. On Facebook, she's Pamela Boutte, the one and only Pamela Boutte. You need to be following her. You need to get in her inbox and ask her how you can learn more about Mosca, because trust me, she's connected with the people who are connected with the people. And I can tell you that from firsthand knowledge. So Pamela, what is your last word as we get out of here today?
My last word is for you to think. A lot of times we get down, as you know, as a woman of God and a Christian woman, we are often praying for things, right? And we pray hard. We're asking God to deliver something to us. But when these opportunities sometimes come, we let them just pass on by because they don't look, or they're not packaged the way that we think they should. And when someone comes and they talk to you about something, we don't even allow the door to open to listen to see what it could be. We shut the door before even giving a chance. And I'm saying to everyone that you're waiting for the perfect time. There is no perfect time. There is no perfect time. The perfect time is now. Make a move. God will provide, right? You've been praying for something. Listen to what this is. It could be for you. Maybe it isn't, but guess what? If you don't leave, at least listen. How will you know? Don't jump to assumptions. Don't jump to conclusions. So just keep an open mind, right? And trust that God's going to deliver it, not always in the way you think it's going to be packaged.
Woo! Say that one, that last thing. God is going to deliver it. The package may look different from what you expected.
Yes.
And wow. So, I'm typing away. Let me just wrap this show up. And I just want to say something here. First, again, thank you. We had with us today Miss Pamela Boutte. In the very beginning, I asked her a question about how she survived 33 years of being an educator in a world that constantly changes. And she said, you have to change. with change. She said to us, you have to be passionate about what you're teaching, that she fell in love with Spanish as a 14-year-old, and she knew that she wanted to pursue it and teach others. She did this part-time. That's the reason why I wanted to have her here, because most of our guests are full-time, but she knew that she wanted to build something in the people-to-people space, so she found a way to continue her career as an educator and start her career as a network marketer. I said, Pam, how do you do it all? She said, you must be intentional about your time. You must make time to do things in certain time slots, okay? She said, you must have a big why. I can imagine the days that she came home from school teaching. I don't know, what grade do you teach, Pam?
Now I'm in high school. I've done middle school, but
We're not even gonna talk about the middle schools. Can you imagine coming home from a day of middle schoolers and having to work your business? That's why you have to have a big why. She said, you know, ultimately she found herself in the health and wellness industry, and she noticed that her health was her wealth. And she met a gentleman in that industry that taught her that you can't grow without personal development. This was a turning point in her life, and she's been on this path ever since. And now that the world is going digital, because she understands the importance of moving with the cheese, she is now involved in a company by the name of MOSCA, which stands for Mobius Savings and Credit Association, where we have embraced the digital space, and you must too. We're talking about peer-to-peer funding. And let me tell you something, guys, all the signs are there. This is what Ms. Butte told us. You gotta watch the signs. You know, how she said, how could you imagine getting paid every time money moves that you can get a piece? I was in again right there, Pamela. I said, you know what? I wish I could sign up all over again. But what she told us, that scared money does not make money. So if you run around saying, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I just don't know. You got, so at some point, you got to trust God. And this is so wonderful, because it's for the average person. You don't have to be a muckety muck. You don't have to be a blue check. You don't have to have 10,000 followers. You can position yourself to be the lender and the borrower right now. And she closed out with this: don't just pray for an opportunity, but you got to move when the opportunity comes. You can't spend the rest of your life on your knees. At some point, you got to get up and do what God is telling you to do, or go through the door that he's opening for you, because there is no perfect time. The perfect time is now. And don't assume it's not for you, because last but not least, the package may look different from what you expected. And with that being said, Pamela, it's been my pleasure. I'm so happy that we finally had a chance to sit down. It has been a pleasure. I know I'm going to be doing lots of things with you over the next several years. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about getting on a plane with you and going somewhere and helping me to get through the hard times. You're going to take care of me, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've got you.
Well, thank you so
much. It's been a pleasure also, Dory. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And guys, you got to come back. You got to keep coming back. We only have a few days left in the month. We have the 27th, the 20th. We got about four more sisters who are doing big things out there, just like Pamela. You got to keep coming back as we continue throughout the month to tell her story, because I'm telling you, the female entrepreneur is just absolutely amazing. And we certainly had an amazing, amazing young lady with us today. So thank you again, Pamela. We're out of here. Goodbye from the Dory on Purpose show. Peace and love, y'all. We'll be right back.